I'd like to speak today on the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ, His compassion. As you read through the Gospels, you see Jesus' compassion over and over. You read along and how He loved people and what He did for people in very desperate situations. So today, we're going to see this theme in the miracle where Jesus heals the man with leprosy, the man who gets to Jesus, very desperate, in the compassion of our Savior. We'll pick it up, Mark chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading in verse 40. We're just going to look at three verses today. We'll just read the encounter of this man, and then I'll pray. This is the Word of God. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. And he said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Father, the day is yours. Lord, this time is yours. We are yours. This is your word. Thank you, Lord, that you speak through your word. Oh, Lord, that you've given us a living word to be taught, to be helped. Lord Jesus, thank you that as you walked here in the earth, you had such compassion, and you have compassion today towards us. Thank you, Lord. Teach us now. Lead us, blessed Spirit of God, that we might see these things, that we might be, Lord, helped, that our faith would be built up, that we would learn more of Thee. Blessed be Your name. Amen. Jesus constantly felt and showed compassion. He felt it and He showed it. He demonstrated it. It's throughout Matthew and Mark and Luke and even John. It's not always just in the word compassion, though that is the central word today, but there are other similar words like that of the care and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to people in the most desperate of situations. When he saw the multitudes, you remember in the Gospel, he saw the multitudes. They didn't even have any shepherd. They were just wandering, people without any guidance. And it says he had compassion. He was moved with compassion. When the Lord Jesus looked at the 5,000 plus who had been with him for a few days and they didn't have food and they were tired, and it says, and he had compassion and he fed the 5,000. Same thing with the 4,000. It says he had compassion. He was moved with compassion. When the Lord Jesus had the two blind men crying out to him, everybody's saying, you guys be quiet. And Jesus heard him, and it says he was moved, or he had compassion on the two blind men. When the Lord Jesus healed the demon-possessed man that nobody else could help, it says he was moved with compassion. That's what he did for this man. When he saw the widow going along in a funeral because the only son she had was dead, and Jesus interrupted the funeral because it says he was moved with compassion for this widow, and he raised her son back to life right there. Beloved, this is a constant theme. This is a glorious theme for us right now, a living Savior with us, compassionate, abounding. And here we have this man with leprosy who has to get to Jesus. And it says Jesus was moved with compassion. Brothers and sisters, I think you already hear it in my voice. His compassions have not stopped. They have not ceased. You and I, today, there are needs, there's desperate things that we ask the Lord for mercy and for Him to come, and He's compassionate. He hears us. He's with us. Lamentations. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They don't cease. So Jesus' compassion is being poured out today. Compassion to save sinners. Some of you to hear my voice today do not know or do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day He's a compassionate Savior. Come to Him. Come to Him. He loves to save. The Lord Jesus Christ is compassionate towards His flock, towards His church. He shepherds us. And when we are in hard situations and difficulties, the Lord Jesus Christ is tender and compassionate towards us. Undeniable in the Scriptures. Some of you might say, but Philip, kind of like the leper man here, right? But Philip, my situation now is hopeless. Philip, you don't understand. I say unto you, the Lord Jesus Christ loves to show compassion. You might say to me, the medical condition that I'm facing or my family member is facing, it's beyond any help of men. Welcome to the world of the leper. I say to you, the Lord Jesus Christ loves to show compassion, saints. Or you might say to me, Philip, I have broken, severed relationships, family, friends, whoever. They're irreparable. Nobody can fix these. Nobody. I say to you, the Lord Jesus Christ has compassion. That's the theme. That's who He is, today and forever. So, beloved, let this truth refresh you. Let it sink in. Let it be meat and drink to your soul. Find His compassion. Compassion's today and this week and this year. He loves to give of Himself. So I'd like us to see briefly this story, this event in the Gospel of Mark. It occurs as well in Luke chapter 5. It's also in Matthew chapter 8. I think just a couple of years ago, Jeff had taught through when he was teaching through the miracles. He touched on this very miracle, but he dealt with it in the Luke passage. Obviously, today we're going to look at it in the Gospel of Mark. But I want us to see it from two perspectives. From the perspective of the leper. Let's consider the leper in his desperate need. Unfixable. Be a better word, maybe. But he was desperate. And then we'll consider this whole scene, this event, from the perspective of the Lord Jesus Christ. His great compassion. Desperate need, the Lord Jesus Christ, His great compassion. Oh, what a Savior. What a King and Messiah with such compassion. So first, the leper. The leper and his desperate need. Go back to verse 40. And there came a leper unto him. This man had leprosy. Now, Jeff, I think you elaborated quite a bit, or if I remember right, on leprosy. I actually took some time to even spend just a little bit myself, but leprosy was the dreaded disease of this day. I mean, it was horrible. It was horrible. The condition that would affect somebody removed them in total from society. Whatever career path, whatever they were, whatever their prominence, didn't matter. Leprosy took you out. And this man had that dreaded disease. There was no disease in the society of that day that people tried to stay away from. It would ruin the path of their life. It would change forever who they were or who they now became. And known, publicly known, it's just horrible. So here we have a leper. No opportunity to interact with anybody, and yet he comes. Here he comes. This disease that he had was physically gruesome. If you look up pictures and you read about it, it's actually called Hansen's disease, I think is a more contemporary term. But when you look up leprosy, saints, it's this horrible condition that was gruesome. Doctors couldn't help. Nobody could help. Families couldn't help. People that had training in different ways of trying to help people, you couldn't touch them. You couldn't deal with it. So it was physically gruesome. I'm just setting the picture here. Here's a man that had no hope. He's coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, socially, it was humiliating. It's absolutely humiliating to have what he had. It doesn't matter if you were married. You were no longer with your spouse. It didn't matter if you were a child or a young person and your whole life was ahead of you. You get leprosy, you're out. You get removed. Complete separation from society. It's hard to even imagine that in the next 2 weeks, two of our members here in this room would be removed and we would never see them again. We can't even comprehend this. This is desperate. This man was desperate. Separation. And third, it was an economic ruin in your life. Economically. So it's physically horrible. It's socially, you're isolated. And it was economically devastating because you had no ability to do any kind of work per se or provide ever again. You were dependent on mercenaries, people who would provide, I guess, bring food and leave it out to never get close to the person with leprosy. Incredible, really. The sadness, the pitiful scene of somebody with leprosy. It could have been a former civic leader or a mother of children. It could have been a Roman soldier. Whatever the role of the person, as they say, leprosy had no respect of persons. If you got it, you were removed. But this pitiful man, this translates really well to America and the world today. This pitiful man, this person in desperate need, and they're all over Denton in this world today. He had heard of the Lord Jesus Christ and that perhaps Jesus could help him too. We're in the beginning of these gospel accounts, really, and of course in the beginning of Mark. And so the fame of Jesus is growing, but this man had heard something about him. And he thought, I want to go to him. So first, what does he do? What does he do? He gets to Jesus. He comes to him. It says in the King James, it says he besought him or he was beseeching him. He starts approaching the Lord Jesus Christ, talking to him. Not talking to him as a co-equal. Now, this is really important. He didn't talk to him and say, I wonder if this guy can help me. He came to him as a beggar, as a desperate man, desperately looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. He besought him and he kneeled down. If you look in the other gospel accounts, you'll see what happened is he came pleading with the Lord Jesus Christ and he fell down. He fell on his knees. He bowed his head. That was his approach. Just incredible that he would actually come to the Lord Jesus. He didn't send a messenger. He didn't really have any messengers, right? He just had to get to him. And it was prohibited. Get the picture of this. This guy has been isolated, and he hears about Jesus. How did he hear? Maybe some of the other lepers had said something about they had heard. But he goes to him. You can't intermingle with a leper. He's not to intermingle with people. I mean, we know something about that in these months and in these days of people trying to stay away from sickness and how people mingle. But in this case, nobody that had leprosy should go to be around a healthy person. And so he's coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Leviticus 13 makes it very clear that the leper is unclean and they were to be outside the camp. So whether they were Jew or Gentile, they were removed in this day. And yet, the leper comes to him. You have work colleagues, family members that you keep saying to them, you've got to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. You got burdens today and struggles today, you've got to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's ready. So he came. But he not only comes to the Lord Jesus, now let's look at his approach. He truly comes pleading for mercy. His total desire was to get help, to get healing, to get deliverance. Not just to be fascinated with Jesus, but to actually get from Jesus what only he could give, which in this case was healing, cleansing. He comes pleading. He falls down. He presents himself. Really the best way to put it is he comes to worship Christ. I mean, he already is pre-qualified the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes to him and bows down before him, recognizing that this man has divine power. Yes, he does. Whatever he had heard, he was putting everything on the line for this Messiah, this great one. And he must have known that the Lord Jesus loved to be sympathetic. He had to. He knew this. See, the problem with people all around us and people in our society and people across the world is they don't come to the Lord Jesus Christ desperate. They want to analyze him and pick at him, and I don't know if he could do this or that. That's what they do. That's what we did before he had mercy on us. But this man came knowing that the Messiah will have compassion. He had heard something to this effect. So that's what he does. Let's just consider, that's what the leper does. He gets to him and he falls down. And he implores him. That's the word. He beseeches him, Lord, Lord. Second, what does he actually say? Go back to the verse. The end of verse 40. He said unto him, if you will, thou canst make me clean. If you will, you can make me clean. So he not only in his posture and in his worship spirit or attitude towards Jesus and his pleading for mercy, he actually says to this man that he's never seen, if you will, if you want to, Jesus, you can make me clean. Wow. I mean, that any of us, no matter where we are in our Christian pilgrimage, this truth should leap forth to us in our hearts and minds. If you will, Lord, you can do anything. Anything. You can do it if you will. This man knew that Jesus had the power to do it. I mean, he's sure about this. All that's a matter now is, does he want to? Does he want to? Will he do it? We pray for each other. We pray for family members. We pray for desperate situations in our own lives and other lives. And we can say, Lord, if you will, but you can do it, Lord. We ask him. We ask him to do it for his glory, for his testimony around us, and for the relief of the mercy that he gives us. This man was sure if the Lord Jesus was willing. It's worth noting the proud Pharisees of Jesus' day, they never asked Jesus for mercy. Think about this. Chapter after chapter, gospel after gospel, the Pharisees never asked the Lord Jesus Christ for mercy. Did they get any? They did not. They were stiff and proud and they rejected him. Carte blanche rejected the Son of God and all of his majesty. And so they never got in on mercy. And yet, the desperate people, page after page, chapter after chapter, desperate people needing the power of God in their life. They came to Jesus pleading for mercy. What did they get? Page after page. He healed them. He delivered all of their diseases, all of their afflictions. Dead men coming back to life. A young man raised to his mom. You talk about changing the day, changing their path. The thing, my beloved, is those who look to God, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, for mercy, they get it. He loves to show compassion. And this man knew this Savior could do it. He got help. So that's just us considering the leper. He's a desperate man. He's outcast. He has nobody to help him. And yet he comes to Jesus. He comes. He approaches him. He bows down. He's pleading with him. He says, you can do it. If you will, you can do it. So now everything hinges. What's the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ? To use Bob Woodruff's phrase, this is about bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that's in this chapter, everything here is about bragging, exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's consider him. So we've looked at the leper, his situation. Does Jesus want to help him? Verse 41. And Jesus, moved with compassion, moved with compassion. We'll stop right there. That's it. That's just such a brief statement about the Lord Jesus, moved with compassion. That phrase right there, it conjures up, as we think about it in our human experience, deep, heartfelt realities inside us. The Greek word, and I can't pronounce it, 14 letters. It's a big word. I worked and worked on that word, and I said, I'm giving it up. I don't have Brother Allen here to stand up and pronounce it. That's not the point. But the word, you see it, it's used numerous times in these Gospels. And it's connected. It's this word compassion that we translate in the English. Pity, I think, is what the ESV uses. So what is compassion? It literally means, it means that inside you there's a churning, that your bowels yearn, your inner man, you're stirred, you feel it, you agonize. It's just a deep human experience. You could also say it's heartfelt sympathy. Not just standing afar sympathy, heartfelt. The ESV actually says moved with pity. That there's something that's so big and stirring in you that you got to do something. I mean, when we see you moms care for little ones, and I've seen my wife through all these years of raising kids, and their sympathy, their compassion, their love for the little ones. Yes, fathers, we have it too in ways. We feel that, but certainly when we see it with the ladies, it's a profound reality. The compassion when the child is sick and what moms do. Their care, they feel it. Dad may say, they'll get over that cough, no big deal. Not mom. Mom helps because she feels sympathy and compassion and love. Just blow the lid off of that and think of the Lord Jesus Christ. A desperate man, desperate people, throughout these pages, and he loves to show compassion. It bothers me when people make these off-cuff comments about the Lord Jesus Christ as though they know anything about him. Why didn't Jesus do so-and-so? I don't like when Jesus does this. Next time you have somebody like this, say to him, do you like it when the Lord Jesus Christ shows compassion over and over, heals blind men, raises a dead man at a funeral, cleanses a leper on the spot, feeds thousands of people who were desperate for food? Do you like that? What do you think about that, Jesus Christ? You see, beloved, this truth of him sometimes is missed. We're so amazed at the miracles and the power. We miss the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're hurting, we have a Savior who sympathizes with us. That's the truth here. He feels our pain. He knows what we go through. He carries us. He tends us. So compassion, it is such a strong feeling that when you have it, you want to do something to change the situation. You feel so stirred. That in and of itself ought to blow you away today as we think about it. The Lord Jesus Christ was so moved and so stirred in his heart. Yes, he had all power, but it was the heart of how he gave of that power to people who needed him. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ felt. The Son of God, God in the flesh, compassionate towards you and I, towards sinners, towards political leaders who are out of their right mind, completely mad people, the drug addict, the weirdos that are just going down the path of life with no hope, no God, no fear of anything in terms of what's righteous and pure and holy, and yet the Lord Jesus Christ is compassionate to save sinners. They testify. We testify of it. Through the ages, sinners testify. Jesus had told us, man, don't go tell anybody. But what happens? The message of Jesus being compassionate, that he'll heal, that he'll have mercy on you, it does go forth to others. So that's the Lord Jesus Christ's heart. Then and today, his heart is full of compassion. How would we see this? It's one thing for me to say it, but what do we see in the text? What do we see? How do we see the expressions, the fruit of a compassionate heart that the Lord Jesus Christ showed in this scene with this man? Four things. Let me go through these. The four things that the Lord Jesus Christ proves his compassion. Number one, Jesus is approachable. Big shots today and through the ages are not approachable. Got it? You don't get access to big shots because they're big shots. They think it and everybody else does. Right? You just show up at a city council meeting and see if you can get 10 minutes with the mayor right in the middle of everything going on. You're not going to get 10 minutes with the mayor. You go down to Austin, try to get time with the governor.
Just show up and say, hey, I've got some problems. I got to see the governor. Sure, come right on in. He's right in there in his office. You're not going to get to him. You get the point. The God in the flesh, the Son of God, is approachable to this man. You can get to him. Those of you that are not believers of the Lord Jesus Christ today, you ought to go to him today. You must. He loves to have men, women, young people, children come to him. Let the children come to me, he said. He's approachable. He receives the leper. There's no screening him out. This is just incredible. Jesus is approachable. Nobody in society would let this leper come near them. Nobody. Even a family member couldn't do it. But the Son of God gladly let him come all the way up and fall down in front of him. That's phenomenal. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. So he comes. Jesus is approachable. It's an obvious expression of his compassion. William Hendrickson said this, Jesus did not hold anybody in low esteem for being a leper or being blind or being lame. He didn't hold anybody in low esteem. He was receptive to anybody in any circumstance. This truth is seen throughout the Gospels. Throughout the Gospels, outcasts, other outcasts of society, people that we would just say, oh, can't be with them. Their day or our day, outcasts, they came to him all the time. His disciples were blown away. Why would he let them come to him? That's a woman of the street. That's a Samaritan. Oh, you don't talk to a Samaritan. That's a tax collector. Oh, that's a man from that country. That's a person from that country. You can't talk. Lord Jesus Christ has an open door to those who need him. Right there, you can go to the bank on that. And I need him and you need him today. And he has an open door. He's approachable. And this leper is coming to him. And Jesus lets him come. Wow. The sorrows of people are the sorrows of the Lord Jesus Christ. He feels them. Second, Jesus touched him. So he didn't practice social distancing. One of the phrases of the last 10 months that we've heard thousands of times. Social distancing of the Lord Jesus Christ didn't apply here. This man comes to him, falls down, is pleading with him. Jesus has compassion. He lets him come right to him and he touches him. You talk about compassion. Jesus can speak healing, children. Jesus can just speak healing. Sometimes, you know, things just instantly. He just speaks a word. But I say unto thee, take up your bed and walk. He didn't touch that man. He did here. You talk about compassion. That's right, brother. It is amen. It's unbelievable. It's staggering. We serve the great living Savior of the world who today touches us, touches sinners, brings them in. It says Jesus put forth his hand and he touched him. I mean, back in the 80s when the AIDS epidemic started, really, HIV and all that was really problem. It was difficult. Some of you young people weren't even really born. But that was a big deal back then. And you as a Christian or other people inside, you just probably didn't get around people with HIV. And then you would read stories of Christians, missionaries, nurses, people that were hearing presence. And they said, I'm going to walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to love others. And they would touch people and help people and minister to people. And it's moving. But here, Jesus touches this man. Keep in mind, under the Old Testament law, Jesus was not really to touch him. You can imagine his critics, oh no, he's touching him. They would say he's off limits. There's nothing off limits to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got it all. That sunset this morning, that picture I sent to y'all, he was just preaching to all of us. I've got it all. I'll call forth the sun and I'll send the wind. And I'll make the flowers to bloom. I'll do all my perfect will. And you should worship me. Incredible. So Jesus touches him. He could have just spoken to him. He could have just encouraged him.
But he touches him to show his love and compassion for a man that needed it desperately. He didn't hold back. Can you imagine what this man must have felt? I tried to just let my mind go for a little bit on that. What would this man have felt? I hadn't anybody touched me in years. I hadn't had anybody. I hadn't been able to touch my family, my friends, my parents. Who knows? Can you imagine what this guy must have felt? He gets somebody to touch him. It's unbelievable. What we're dealing with here in the power and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, he would touch him. You know, we see people in our society. And we see people that we're just supposed to stay away from, right? And sometimes when we go into personal space and we're with them and we might actually put our hand on the shoulder of the man that we're talking to, it's breaking some real awkward things in our society. It's moving into some uncharted ground. People around you will go, "What is going on over there?" Well, that's nothing compared to this. He touches him. This man is experiencing in this moment an unbelievable, not just miracle, but sense of worth and love to be loved. Oh. Jesus touched him. He still touches. Number three, Jesus is willing. Okay, so not only is he approachable, not only is he touching, the man said, if you will, you can heal me. You can make me clean. Is Jesus willing? We don't have to ask the question, do we? We don't have to ask the question. He's willing. His perfect will be done. He will magnify his name. He will exalt the Father. He will exalt his redemptive purpose, his coming, his rescuing mercy towards sinners. He is willing. He wants to heal. No wonder the crowds, the multitudes. I just got to get him there. I got to get my family member there. I got to get my son there. I've got to get my wife there. I've got to get my daughter to this man. Lord, you got to come. No wonder. You talk about willing. Beautiful. He wants to heal. Jesus said unto him two words initially. I will. He only has five words in the Mark text here that Jesus says. I will. He wants to do it. No questions. You know, we have this problem. We have to analyze everything, right? Jesus says, I will. He doesn't have a long conversation with this man. No analysis of his background in his life. No review of his sin pattern since he was young. No ridicule. No shaming him. No cutting him off. Come back to me next week. No, none of that. He's willing. He's willing. He's willing to help right then in the desperate situation he wants to. God loves to move on our behalf. He loves, if you're lost today, he loves to save. What are you waiting on? This is God in the flesh. He'll heal you from all of your diseases. Literally and figuratively, the disease of sin, your desperate place. He wills. Sometimes say, I just don't know if he will save me. Yes, he will. Well, I don't know. What about this that I did? Yes, he will save. He's a compassionate Savior. That's why he came. No long conversation with this man. I will. That's what he says. Beloved, are you hearing this? Is this something more than the history of this event and right now where we are? Are you hearing this? Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is ready to help you and I today. That's who he is. That's what he does. Number four, Jesus heals him. How is he compassionate? He's approachable. He touches this man. He's willing. And he does it. He heals him. That's compassion. Jesus has all power. He has the means. He can do it. And he's willing. He didn't hold it back. You talk about compassion. We say to each other sometimes, I don't know if I have enough to help that person.
Well, there's no lack in the Lord Jesus Christ. There was no lack here. As soon as he had spoken, it says there, verse 42, and as soon as he had spoken to him, immediately the leprosy departed from him. Instantly. Now, we have to just be kind of in our minds blown away. This guy had that horrible skin and open sores and all that, probably. No, tell how long you've been in this place. And instantly, his skin was back to being healed. He was touchable now. But Jesus healed him. Instant, total healing. What men couldn't do and didn't want to do for this man. They didn't want to mess with him. Jesus did. Joyfully. Thoroughly. Undeniably. He showed his willingness. Because he did it. He healed him. That's the greater picture for us is when we go from death to life, when we go from being not a Christian to being a Christian, that's what he does for us. He heals us. He makes us clean by his power and his grace because he wants to. He's willing to. He kept telling the apostles, he kept telling them, I'm going to be delivered over. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be raised again. They just didn't get it. But what he was saying is, I want to. I will do this. I will triumph. And that's what he did. Total healing. This man now was completely restored in one sense. No longer had to be an outcast. No more misery. No more loneliness. No more shame. No more scrambling. Just trying to get enough food to live on. None of that. He has now been the Savior who has, if you would say it this way, has impacted his life like nothing else could ever do. The Lord Jesus Christ has impacted him and brought him into a whole new reality. Jesus heals. Yes, he does. Think of it this way. The perfectly clean, the Lord Jesus Christ, who touches a totally unclean man. What went where? Did the leprosy come to the Lord Jesus or did the power of God go to him? It's obvious. The clean one, the Lord Jesus, touches the unclean one and he becomes clean. We don't have to worry about the Lord Jesus Christ being defiled, being polluted, as Calvin and others would say. He's not polluted at all. He changes that man because he has all power. And he delivered him. Children, I hope you're thinking about this today, you boys and girls. Just that Jesus would love this man like this and change everything that was destroying his whole life. What a Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'd like to finish. We thought about it from the perspective of the leper. And we see the perspective or the love of the Lord Jesus Christ towards this man. And the contrast and then how this miracle comes about because of the compassions of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'd like to finish today for us. Those of us that are in the Lord Jesus Christ that constantly are cast upon him, day by day, looking to him, hoping in him. Is he ready to show compassion to you? I think that all of us, if you're not ready to say a resounding yes now, you need to get in and say yes. Is he ready to show compassion to us? Absolutely. Let me hit these quickly. Jesus is always approachable for us. Right? The Lord Jesus Christ is always, always open to us. He's an ever-present help. He is with us. We have His Holy Spirit in us. He's leading us. He's warning us. He's speaking to us. He's showering His love upon us, but He's approachable. No matter the burden, no matter the struggle, no matter the loneliness that you feel, no matter the hopelessness that we feel, Jesus Christ says to us, his children, come. Come on to me. Bring that thing to me. Cast your burdens on me. Quit carrying that thing around. You fill in the blank. As I think about my life, you know, my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, the ending of my 50s, right? There's different times and seasons and these realities. He has shown himself gloriously compassionate. He's always approachable. When we're sick, when we travel, at night, in the morning, whatever time, place we are, wherever we go, he's with us. Wherever we go. He says, come. Saints, we're just not approaching him enough. That's on us. The Savior was ready. Number two, Jesus is ready to touch. He's ready to embrace. Not in a literal, he's not here physically standing here, but in the spiritual realm and in the reality of communion with God, the Lord Jesus Christ takes us, brings us to himself. He showers us with his love and his presence. He's ready to. He does it when we don't even ask at times, right? He just comes. You'll hear men say, he just came in on the scene and just took over. You've done this probably in a car. Or I used to, you know, when I would sing in my car and I'd drive a lot, commuting a lot, and I would start listening to hymns or I'd start listening to worship music, and then it just, he's there, he's with me. He's washing me, he's renewing me. My burdens are on him, they're not on me anymore. My leprosy is gone, he has it. It's experiential, it's real. He embraces us. He touches us. We're the ones that think we're too young. Well, I can't go to him now. That's a big part of our problem. I'm unclean now. I can't go to him. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. He's ready to touch you. Next, he's willing. He's willing to help. His heart overflows with love and care. He's willing. He has a desire. His heart, he's stirred. He feels our struggles. He sees you as parents and your struggles and your hurts and your love for your children and the things that you battle or need help in and wisdom and grace and a breakthrough. Whatever it is. Finances, health, societal problems, family problems. Just loneliness and being downcast. He is willing. Is he ever? It overflows with love and care. I talk about my dad a lot because he's still here. And Krista and I got to see him Friday night. And my dad loves me. And he's approachable. And he cares for me. And he's willing. But he's just merely a man. In his latter days and years of his life, but he still has it. But how much more is the Lord Jesus Christ ready to help, ready to deliver, ready to encourage us when we're downcast? Oh, saints, he's willing. And lastly, Jesus will bring deliverance. He will bring deliverance. Sometimes it's that very day. Sometimes it's the next day. Whenever he is willing and he will do his perfect will in our lives, he will triumph. He loves to give cleansing. Maybe part of the struggle for you today is you don't want to go to him because there's a sin battle going on in your life. And I just can't go to him yet. Yes, this is the time to run to him. This is the time. Cleansing. Comfort. When you're just so unsettled. Lord, I need your peace. I need refreshing. This phrase, I need refreshing in the presence of the Lord. I need him to come and refresh my soul and give me living water. Fresh, he will. He'll deliver. I want renewal. I need renewal in my heart and my mind. I need to walk in the truth. I want to walk with him. I want to run with him. And he will draw you to himself. He will deliver. He will arise and have mercy. You get it, beloved? You see the beauty, the majesty, the unequaled aspects here of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his compassion, he feels it,
It's not a past tense. It's today. It's with us. It's where you are, right where you live. What a Savior. Brothers and sisters, go to Him. Go to Him. He's full of compassion. He's ready. Amen. Let me pray. Father, we see this story and it's just magnificent. We would have had nothing to do with this leper. And yet you healed him, you touched him, you loved him. Lord, it's preaching to us. We have so oftentimes feel like we're lepers. We can't come to you. But yet you say, come. It's just so needed, Lord, in our lives. Blessed Spirit of God, draw us today. Help everyone here. Those that are not in Christ Jesus, Lord, draw them today. Bring them to you. Have mercy upon them. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. Thank you that you love us with an everlasting love. Through Christ Jesus. Amen.